It's a topic many avoid at dinner parties, and according to the findings of the ABC's Australia Talk survey, most respondents want others to keep their religious beliefs to themselves and think the country would be a better place with less religion. But more than 70% of respondents also say they do believe that people in this country face discrimination on the basis of their faith. Nick Grimm reports.
She's young, well-educated and a firm believer in freedom of thought. But this Sydney woman, who we'll call Gabriella, also feels she often has to hide her true self from the world.
I don't know, sometimes it's difficult, yes.
How so?
Well, I guess I will be afraid to speak up about my faith because, I don't know, it's not popular or cool. And so people won't want to be your friend.
Like, religion is an important part of a lot of people's lives.
Gabriella isn't alone in feeling cast out by others. Friends Scovia David and Sarah Yugu believe religious discrimination is right.
A lot of Christians and Muslims, they are very much discriminated against because of what they believe in. Nobody likes to... A lot of people just... The fact that they disagree with you on certain things, they automatically think that you were wrong.
Is it hard to talk about religion amongst other Australians?
Yes, definitely, because there is a lot of atheists around here, and if you're having a discussion about something and you bring, what do you call, God into it, they're like, oh, I don't believe in God, or, oh, they dismiss your views on things.
And that's borne out by the results of the ABC's Australia Talks project, which surveyed 54,000 Australians on a range of issues, including questions of faith. Well over two-thirds of those who responded believe people are discriminated against on the basis of religion, but a majority also think Australia would be better off with less, not more religion, and that people should keep their personal beliefs to themselves.
I think there's a spectrum of attitudes towards Christianity and spirituality in the community.
Dominic Steele is an Anglican minister at Annandale's Village Church in Sydney's Inner West. But the former commercial radio journalist is also director of Christians in the Media, a group that supports those who feel alienated working in what they regard as an intolerant environment.
In fact, the Christian in the media often feels like the persecuted individual. In church, they throw bricks at the media, and in the media, they throw bricks at the church. And so the Christian in the media is kind of lost in no man's land, really. I think it's really clear if people are being discriminated against because of their religious faith in the secular workplace, then it's really clear we need a rethink on how we do religious discrimination in Australia.
It's a call heeded already by the federal government, which is currently taking submissions on a proposed religious freedom bill. But critics of the legislation argue safeguards against religious persecution already exist under state anti-discrimination laws, and the new bill could have adverse consequences.
This is about actually allowing religious people to espouse their religious views and discriminate against others on the basis of them.
Fiona Patten is a Victorian State MP and leader of the Reason Party, as well as being an ambassador for the National Secular Lobby, which wants to maintain the separation of church and state. She welcomes findings from the Australia Talks project indicating a majority of Australians want less, not more religion.
I think that Australians would want to see and expect that our society is secular, that religion is something that is a personal belief, and that's where it should stay.
That's a view that strikes a chord for some of those who spoke to AM on the streets of Sydney.
Anyone that's a minority is always going to have bigotry against them, and religion is a good excuse for being a bigot.
But for someone like Gabriella, bigotry cuts both ways.
I guess if they're going to say that there's less need for religion, then they're inflicting their own views upon us.
That's Sydney woman Gabriella ending Nick Grimm's report.